Welcome to the GLIA podcast. I'm Nicole Robbins, and I'm here to speak my truth so you can be set free. We are now on episode number 6, and today's episode is on your life story. Your life story is something so beautiful. It's something that makes you, you. However, don't let your story stop you from doing great things. How many times have you heard someone say, I didn't do this, or I'm not there yet because of some life situation that had happened to them in the past, and they're now blaming it on their shit situation right now? It could have been something, a story that they're telling themselves that happened to them when they were 5 years old, and now they're 35 years old, and they're now saying they're not where they want to be because of that one thing. Do not let that be you. You are the creator of your own life. Take control of your story and make it what you want. You may not have had control of what family you were born into, but guess what? You're an adult now. Or if you're listening to this, you should be. You're an adult and you can do whatever you want. Within reason, of course, but you don't have somebody telling you that you have to be this certain way, or you have to eat this certain thing, or you have to go to bed at your bedtime. You're an adult now. You can do whatever you want. So do it. If it's coming from your heart, you can do no wrong. And with that, as you're doing this, you need to be able to create boundaries with unwanted noise. It is crucial for your success, which means yes, you may have to silently cut out or limit the people who have access to your energy. And I understand how difficult this might be, because we get in these routines and we get in these frames of mind with these people who we're so used to being around, even though we sometimes know the people might be toxic or the situation might not be serving us, but we've grown so accustomed to it that it's really hard for us to break that cycle. And I'm here to tell you, now is the time. Break that cycle, because it's stopping you from doing incredible things. And if you were on this earth, you were meant to do great things. Listen to that gut feeling in your heart. That in there, that's your purpose. That's what you are supposed to be doing. That's what you're here for. You know, all those things that you get distracted with when you're supposed to be doing something else, and then you get consumed in that other thing? That's what's connected to your purpose. So pay attention to those little things that you're doing on your free time, or that you end up doing when you're supposed to be doing something else, because chances are that's linked to your purpose and that's the direction you should be going. I want you to be able to turn your sob story into a success story. Use it to uplift yourself and others. Use the tools that you've accumulated in your life toolbox to shine your light. You have worked hard to get these tools in your toolbox. Use them. There is someone out there who is craving what you have to offer, and I mean craving it. And even if you don't see it or you don't believe it, I'm telling you, they're there. And if someone out there doesn't resonate with your story, that is okay. You are not meant for everybody, and everyone has their own story. So some things might resonate with you, and it might resonate with them, or it won't, and that's totally okay. Someone once said to me, and I actually love this, if you have haters, it means you're doing something right. And what that means is you're not people-pleasing. You're being true. You're being authentic. And with that will come people who may not resonate. And that is okay, because it's your story. You're being true and you're being authentic, and those other people who are not resonating need to fall to the wayside. And I'm going to tell you something. Anybody who is successful and living their truth will not have time to judge you, because they are working on being the best versions of themselves, period. Anyone who is successful and being authentic will not judge you, because they know how hard it is to show up every single day being authentic, being true, being the best version of themselves, because it's hard work. So anyone out there who is judging you, have empathy for them, but do not let them stop you. Because you have this story that you need to tell in your own creative, beautiful way. And I'm going to leave you with this quote, because I feel like it says it best. Those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. I'm going to read it again. Those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. The people who are supposed to be in your life and the people who are cheering you on, those are your people. Those are the people who are supposed to be there. And the people who are offended, or they don't resonate with you, or they don't like what you have to say, they don't matter. They're not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to hear your story. And let that be okay. Now is your time to turn your story into something beautiful. Have a magical day, angels, and remember, you are beautiful, you are loved, and incredible things are coming your way.